this man God raised on the third day. And so, quoting Pope Francis, that what we celebrate today is that the Lord is alive and that he already accompanies us. So to think about the significance of the resurrection, that God raised him on the third day, that means that God is alive. So if God is alive, what is to be our response to this truth? That's right, that we would be alive. Okay, very good. You're going to help me with my homilies from now on. Okay. And in fact, there, after the 9 a.m. Mass, I was greeting the people afterwards, and a young lady with Down syndrome came to me and said, "Jesus is alive." And it was powerful. I was like, wow. Yeah, what does that mean to really believe that Jesus is alive? Well, the disciples in the gospel today give us a hint of what the response is to that, the prospect of God truly being alive in this world. And so what do we have Mary Magdalene do? She runs to the tomb early the next morning. Now, she's going to seek the Lord, but she thinks that he is dead, right? So even though, by all appearances, she thinks he's dead, she's still trying to seek the Lord. And she goes there and she finds nothing, and she runs and tells Peter, and then Peter and the other disciple, what do? They go and run to find and seek the Lord. And we hear St. Paul say, seek the things that are above. Commit yourself to finding the Lord, not to the things of earth. So if God is alive, if he is truly resurrected, then our response is to go and look for him, to find him. And we have to commit ourselves more to looking for Christ with a greater intensity in looking for Christ than we do looking for Easter eggs, all right? If we truly dedicate ourselves to finding the Lord, what's going to happen? As Pope Francis says, God's going to surprise us. God is going to surprise us. Now, there were many people looking for the Lord. It wasn't just his disciples. What do we hear in the Gospel of Matthew? That the day afterward, the scribes and Pharisees, what? They remembered that that this imposter said that he would rise on the third day. So they stationed a guard in front of the tomb. So they too believed that he was alive. There was a prospect of being alive. And so they set out, they committed themselves to extinguish his presence, to end his presence, to end his life. So both the disciples and the enemies of the Lord had something in common: the prospect that he was truly alive. Now, what does that mean for us? Well, if what Pope Francis is saying is true, that what we celebrate today is that God is alive, is that we are called to seek out the Lord here and now, to find the Lord, that he is present and accompanying us. And so what that means, he's more than just present to us on Easter and Christmas. He's more than just present to us in this church. He's present to us in our families. He's with us. He's accompanying us with our families, in our marriages, in our jobs, and especially in our sufferings and in our difficulties, in the obstacles, those things that appear to be obstacles, even accompanying us in our sin. He's walking with us. He's close at hand. That's what it means to see that he is alive and to look for him, that he is truly present among us, the resurrected Christ. And you know, in our day and age, during this time, our challenge is not the same as the challenge of the early disciples, because their challenge was against those who were true adversaries of the Lord. They were trying to extinguish or kill his presence. They believed that there was some kind of a presence or the prospect of a presence of the risen Lord or of the Lord, and they were trying to hide it as much as possible, right? To undermine it. But what we don't have so much outright hostility against faith and the presence of God in the world as much as indifference. And so that's what when we talk about secularism or kind of a secular society, we're talking about a culture or a world a society that doesn't outright reject God, but really embraces the truth that God's not present. He's not alive here in our everyday society, in the way that we carry out our government, in the way that we exercise our social responsibilities. So we're okay with relegating God to the church, but once you get outside of the church, then we really have to kind of squeeze the presence of God out. We're not saying God's dead, right? But he's just not present in everyday life, in married life, in our jobs. He doesn't order our lives in those ways. And so that's going to be our particular challenge, right? To really commit ourselves to embrace the truth that, no, God is alive more than ever outside of these doors, in our marriages, in our families, in our sufferings, in the social order, in our government. And so to strive to recognize and find his presence. It's our job as Christians to keep hope alive. And that means seeking and committing ourselves to finding the Lord. And you know what? It doesn't even mean that we know necessarily what we're looking for. Because Mary Magdalene and John and the other disciple, they didn't really know what they were looking for either. They were with Jesus and they were seeking, but they had yet to be surprised by the Lord. So the key for us is not just embracing some kind of truth about God, but really committing ourselves to searching and finding the Lord. And that's based on the premise of the resurrection, that God, that Christ is alive and present and accompanying us even right now.